Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal has been revealed to have the poorest performing council in Ireland for its inspection rate of its facilities and for investment in waste services. Belfast Coroner's Court has said there is still uncertainty over whether grave exhumed in the search for missing Arlene Arkinson has no links to her disappearance. Gardaí say if there had have been more resources in Letterkenny over rally weekend, there could have been twice the number of arrests. And while welcoming the approval of a consultant paediatrician for the North West, the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says more must be done. Stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal has been revealed to have the poorest performing council in Ireland for its inspection rate of its facilities and for investment in waste services. An RTE Investigates report has shown that between 2014 and 2016, Donegal had just two members of staff to regulate the 44 waste permits in the area. The local authority also spent €4.20 per person between 2015 and 2016 on waste management, planning and regulation services, compared to the national average of €17.22. Reporter with RTE Investigates, Conor Ryan, has been outlining one aspect of their investigation.
Looking at permits and facilities right across the country, there were a number of red flags and operational issues that we would have observed in relation to a facility outside Mobile in the town called Terryroan. It's situated inside a quarry operated by a company called Davy Transport Limited. It's a waste facility that has a permit given to it by Donegal County Council to handle different types of waste. What we would have looked at is satellite imagery that focused on the back of a site at behind the quarry or beyond the quarry itself. It looked like scrub ground from the air, but we would have gained access to the site, and what we found is evidence of long-term unauthorised dumping there. There was a lot of material, hidden, some material not even hidden, material that's covered just over by grass and shrub that was still in the bags that had been collected in, some that had been recycling material. There was a road, a dirt track that was running that had been cut through by a truck. And then in other areas, there were mounds of what looked like boils in the quarry. But in fact, when we kind of pulled at some of the material in it and kind of picked it apart with hand tools, it was curtains, carpets, really like all clothes, children's clothes, wrappers. What we've done is, and what we did, we reported, the investigator reported what we found to Donegal County Council, the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Donegal County Council has said it has visited the site, and the EPA has said that it has asked Donegal County Council to visit the site, but it also reveals that it had done the same in 2011 when it had received complaints of burning of waste on the site.
Gardaí say if there had have been more resources in Letterkenny over rally weekend, there could have been twice the number of arrests. There were a total of 82 people arrested in and around the town over the course of the weekend. 14 people were arrested overnight, 38 on Saturday night and Sunday morning, and 30 on Friday night. Overall, 46 people were arrested for public order offences, 18 for dangerous driving and 10 for drink driving. 5 people were arrested for drug-related offences, while 2 were arrested under the Mental Health Act. The number is down slightly on last year's figure of 90, but up drastically on the 2016 figure of 56. Inspector Gretty Sheridan says the arrests were mainly confined to the Letterkenny district.
We had a lot of guards on the ground over the weekend. Now, if there was twice as many guards, there could have been twice as many arrests, you know, like particularly out around, I suppose, a lot of our policing was around the confines of Letterkenny, along the Letterkenny district. With regard to the rally itself, the guards that were policing that, they didn't, you know, there's no major issues out at the stages. So the people that came and actually went out to the stages and watched the rallies, the rally on the ground, you know, there were no arrests out there, and the main all our arrests were in and around the Letterkenny area. And unfortunately, well, night time, you know, you're talking public order offences, and most of the young people drinking and getting into trouble, you know, fighting, etc. And then the drink drivers, dangerous drivers, you know, people out donutting in the middle of the road, etc. And drawing guards to their attention. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sure anybody and around Letterkenny knows, you know, the volume of traffic, you know, and the carrying on that was going on around the town and surrounding areas, which was quite intimidating, I'm sure, for people that, you know, the day-to-day running of the town.
Meanwhile, the Donegal Women's Centre says some women have been left concerned and upset over vile and sickening stickers which were placed on some cars in and around Letterkenny over the weekend. The stickers were spotted on a number of cars that arrived in Donegal to coincide with the Donegal International Rally. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, manager of the Donegal Women's Centre, Mary Maguire, said there were a number of women who genuinely felt unnerved going about their daily business.
There was really quite concerning, a concern around people around this and what they would do with it. I mean, initially I just started to support the women, gave them numbers for 24-hour helplines that were on at that weekend. Unfortunately, we're not open at the weekends. And it was really just about supporting them, about reassuring them around these images. And then, you know, it as more and more, as the numbers were increasing, we said, look, you need to take action on this. You need to contact the guards. Let them know that you're upset. Let them know that this isn't acceptable. So that's really where it started from, and it's just kind of snowballed. And then I was putting up on social media as well just the contact details for people, you know, because a lot of women, I suppose, were saying, look, I don't feel safe going out.
Belfast Coroner's Court has heard today that there is still uncertainty over whether a grave exhumed in the search for missing Castledare teenager Arlene Arkinson has no links to her disappearance. According to RT News, Coroner Brian Sheard said confirmation that remains removed from the County Sligo grave are not those of the teenager had failed to draw a line under the issue, as he suggested the need for tests on other bodies buried in the plot. 15-year-old Arlene Arkinson disappeared after attending a disco in Bundoran in 1994. She was last seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard, who died in prison in 2015. Aisling Roach has more.
It has been confirmed that the body exhumed from the grave in Sligo was that of a man and not of a woman, as previously thought. The coroner said Gardaí needed to clarify whether there was another body in the grave other than the four formerly registered and if all of the remains found in the plot had been examined. Mr. Sherrard said it would be foolhardy if at this stage I was to draw a line under this. It's understood files show that a body was discovered in 1996 by grave diggers but not reported until 1999. The grave was not exhumed until March of this year. RT News is reporting that the coroner will not deliver his findings of the inquest until a number of outstanding issues, including around the County Sligo grave, are resolved.
The Taoiseach says the government won't get into a mindset of because we have it, we'll spend it when planning the budget. The summer economic statement is due to be published tomorrow, which will give a guideline on state spending. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the economy is in a sweet spot, but open to shocks and they won't get carried away.
Inflation is low, interest rates are low, but there are potential risks on the horizon, whether it's from Brexit or changes in the international trading environment, are changes in the way taxation policies are developed. So we have to, as a country, be prudent now and make sure not to repeat the mistakes of the past, not to go back to that philosophy of when I have it, I spend it. Because when you do that, you find pretty quickly that you don't have it anymore.
While welcoming confirmation that a new Sligo consultant paediatrician post with a lead role for insulin pump services in the Northwest has been approved, the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says more needs to be done. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle announced that the position has been approved, but he relayed fears that there may be delays in the recruitment process. There were repeated calls for a consultant paediatric endocrinologist to be appointed for the Northwest. Paul Gillespie, PRO of Donegal Diabetes Branch of Diabetes Ireland, says it is time the government stepped up to the mark and ensured services in the Northwest are in compliance with the rest of the country.
The person who left that post has now gone out of post 16 months. And it's taken them 16 months just to re-advertise the existing post, which is totally inadequate. It's supposed to be a paediatric endocrinologist that heads up a team for diabetes care in children. It's been implemented everywhere else in the country except in the Seltzer Group. We just cannot understand why the Seltzer Group are not seeking what government and the HSE guidelines is, that it should be a paediatric endocrinologist to head up pump therapy.
And while this role announced today, or will the approval of this role has been announced, you're saying that there is still so much work to be done for the services here in Donegal.
Oh, certainly. We're actually pursuing that there should be a centre of excellence in the Northwest for diabetes care and paediatric care. In Saoilge, they're talking about plans to put this in Sligo, but with the numbers, the bigger numbers in Donegal, so we're lobbying and insisting that the centre of excellence has to be different for the northwest because of the geographic spread of Donegal, that it needs to be one consultant in Letterkenny and one consultant in Sligo, and they can share a centre of excellence. It'll be the first time in the country it could be done, but there's no reason why it can't be done. Like the government guidelines is, there should be two paediatric endocrinologists for every 200 children, which covers the northwest, but as I say, there's over 120 in Letterkenny and Donegal alone. Therefore, one paediatric endocrinologist should be in Letterkenny and one in Sligo, and that's what we're pursuing at the minute.
People across Inishowen and Derry are being urged to have their say as Route 1 of the North West Greenway Network goes out to public consultation. The proposed route will link Derry to Buncrana via Pennyburn, Bridgend and Toban. The 32.5-kilometre corridor will also link Inch Nature Reserve to Newton Cunningham. Two public consultations on a series of route options being considered for the proposed greenway are to be held next week. On Tuesday, the public can have their say at Lochswilly Yacht Club Fawn, and on Wednesday at Templemore Sports Complex in Derry between 2 and 8 p.m. Ronan Gallagher is Communications Manager for the Northwest Greenway Network.
This consultation phase follows on from Route 2, which was held last month in Muff and in More, and the attendance of both those was excellent. So we're now hoping that will follow into Route 1. And these 2 days, the first one is Tuesday the 25th of June in the Lochswilly Yacht Club in Fawn, and then that's followed on the following day, Wednesday the 26th of June in Templemore Sports Complex.
And while these routes now are out for public consultation, is there any date when the whole greenway will come to fruition?
Our vision is to have everything up and running by late 2021. We're at the moment, this is the planning process. We hope that by the end of the year we will have a route selection published as a result of that planning process. Then we can put the preferred route back out to the general public just to see what they think of the routes that have been selected. And people must remember that, you know, there are no routes selected at the moment. We need their feedback now to feed into that process so our consultants can then come back to us and say, based on all the information that they've gathered over the previous months, this is the preferred route.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest selection of Converse footwear.
It's now almost 5:15 and time's latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. Coming up in this bulletin, we will have reaction pieces from the Jewel Donegal International Rally, which was won by Monis Kelly and Donald Barrett. But first, we're going to soccer, and the first game in Group G of the World Cup is well underway, with Belgium taking on Panama in Sochi. The latest score there is 1-0 after 55 minutes. Dries Mertens scoring for Belgium. It's Panama's first ever game at the finals there, of course. Earlier, Anders Granqvist took advantage of a VAR-awarded penalty to hand Sweden a 1-0 win over South Korea. It moves the Swedes joint top of Group F with Mexico. England get their World Cup underway tonight when they face Tunisia at 7 p.m. England failed to get out of the group stage 4 years ago and suffered a last 16 defeat to Iceland at Euro 2016. Here at home, Galway United manager Shane Keegan has left the club by mutual consent. The Laois native departs the role, with the Tribesmen sitting in 6th place in the SSE Airtricity League First Division, 12 points behind leaders UCD. Gaelic Games and the Donegal Ladies claimed back-to-back Ulster titles yesterday as they put in an impressive performance at Brewster Park to defeat Armagh by 9-21 to 4-8. Geraldine McLaughlin and Yvonne Bonner scored 3-5 each, with Bonner picking up the Player of the Match award. Geraldine McLaughlin spoke about the importance of everyone in the team contributing on the scoreboard.
Yeah, like, this is second game in a row now. Like, I think we had 9 scores in the semi-final. I think we probably had even more today, and it's very important to have scores too. And like, Kira Hegarty, 2 in the back line and 3 is like just unbelievable today again. Like, and that's what you need. Like, and I'd say they won't be happy with the scores that went against us, but sure, we'll work on that, and we have a couple of weeks now to work on the things we need to.
In the ladies' intermediate Ulster final, Tyrone defeated Down by 6-22 to 1-7. In boxing, Paddy Barnes will fight for a world boxing title in August. The 2-time Olympic bronze medalist will challenge Christopher Rosales of Nicaragua for the WBC flyweight belt in Belfast. It will be on the undercard of Carl Frampton's Windsor Park bout with Australian Luke Jackson. In golf, Brooks Koepka has climbed up 5 places to 4th in the latest golf world rankings. The 28-year-old has become the first man to win back-to-back US Open titles in 29 years. Tommy Fleetwood, who had to settle for 2nd place despite a record-equalling final round, is into the top 10. And Rory McIlroy has dropped 1 spot to 7th. In cricket and the Northwest Cricket Union Senior Cup quarter finals, there were wins there for Brigade, Fox Lodge, Dunamana and New Buildings. They are now all through to the semi-final after their quarter final wins. In the Irish Senior Cup, Strabane had a 1-run win over Muckamore of Antrim to progress to the last 8. And in the National Cup, St Johnston defeated Temple Patrick by 4 wickets. Drummond beat Killiecluny. Glendermott lost to Knockharley of Meath and Ballyspellin beat Railway Union. They are all now through to the last 8 of the National Cup. And in rally now, Maunice Kelly and Donal Barrett won the Donegal International Rally yesterday after 3 hard days of rallying. The national category was won by Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, and the winning crews spoke with Oisin Kelly.
I mean, we I suppose we came in with a tactic at the plan at the beginning of the rally was to, you know, to put in a performance on every stage and, you know, get the best out of ourselves and the best out of the car, and, you know, we really aimed high for that, and we punched out on the first stage, and, you know, we punched in a good time, and, you know, we thought it was going to be bang bang from that, and unfortunately then we had the spin, and then it was down, then the boys all Donna went, and then Declan went, poor Darren Gass went, and then Gary were it was just warming up for a ding dong, and poor Gary went in, and you know, it just turned the whole thing clean round on us, you know, everything that we planned for.
We're lucky enough this year to get a very good sponsor in Applegreen, and they came on board and it allowed us to do the Rally of the Lakes, which is a 2-day rally in May, which is great preparation for this, and they also allowed us to keep on our local sponsors who've been very loyal to us over this last number of years throughout, winning the National in 2015 and right up to where we are now. So, but the team really was the key to it. We have a very good team headed up by Paul Crumlish and a gravel team there who were getting us back all the information all week with the weather. And so we're a very good team now rather than just me and Manus running about.
Ian, part of the title sponsor of the Donegal International Rally, you're national champion. This is a dream come true for you, to say the least.
Yeah, it is, Oisin. You know, I suppose, as I said to Bree there when we started out on Friday, it was just a plan, you know, and we stuck to the plan for the 3 days, and it was just stage by stage by stage, and I've said that 100 times, and, you know, I suppose we probably thought we could do it if we could get a clean run on Friday, but once we could see that the pace was there, then we just stuck to the plan, and it's brilliant, you know, it's absolutely superb. And
Paul, what does this mean to you?
It's just unreal. I came to Donegal in 2003 to do my first rally. I didn't think I'd be here 15 years later getting the national win, and I just want to thank Ian, you know, what a driver, what a talent, like he never out, like, and to come here, first time in Donegal, the first rally that we've completed together, and to win.
Maunice Kelly, Donal Barrett, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, they're the winners of the international and national categories. Chris Ashmore was at the finish ramp and he spoke with some of the local competitors. You can hear them now, starting with Kevin Gallagher, who plays second in the national.
Great result, and, you know, we're not that far away, so, like, we're happy, like, it's a hard rally to get around, to get finished, never mind getting a decent clean run where you don't go off and hit something or, you know, have some kind of problem that costs you a lot of time.
Cal McGettigan, back here at the Mount Errigal Hotel, you must be well pleased with how the weekend went.
Oh, we're two, so just over the moon. Like I said in the last days, like, us winning the rally for us, like, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and such a competitive class, and you kept clipping off the times all the time.
Oh, it's a very tough class. They're all tough classes now. We find this very tough. But started on Friday and we built their pace up. Just kept maintaining good. So we're hoping.
Well, Martin Doherty, you've won the historic section. You must be absolutely delighted.
Ah, listen, it's great. It was good. Fair play to Motor Club and Eamon and all his team. Ran a brilliant event and good to enjoy it. I just want to pay tribute to Andy Johnson, who gave us a good run. Unfortunately, had a bit of bother on Saturday, which maybe would have changed the thing, but no, good event. Thanks very much.
Columba Hina, you've been around the Donegal Rally a few times, so this time, how did it go in the twin cam?
Chris, we had a great run, actually. We kind of paced ourselves there on Friday and Saturday. We didn't think, you know, we were going to be near the pace. Today, we started off 5th in the morning, And we're talking about it coming down the road, myself and Derek, and we says that there's a possibility we could get up a wee bit. So we're delighted to get up to second now.
John Boner in the escort with Leon Jordan, finishing seventh overall. No doubt you're well pleased with that.
Yeah, good result. We're home in one piece. More than delighted, yeah. We had no big issues. You know, the only problem we had was with alternator problems. But I think we've used up four, you know, which is not normal. But apart from that, we had a good clean run and no marks. Just one piece.
You can, of course, hear more reaction from the Jewel Donegal International Rally in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Just before we leave you, the latest score in the World Cup Group G clash between Belgium and Panama is still 1-0. Dries Mertens' goal there for Belgium is the difference on 62 minutes played. So that's all your sports news this evening here on Highland Radio. Your next sports update will be tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. But for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. The Housing Minister says Sinn Féin's threat of a no-confidence motion in him was an unnecessary distraction. The party has decided not to press ahead with the motion, which could have triggered an election. O'Murphy says it was potentially reckless behaviour, but he's trying to focus on his job.
This isn't about me. The focus is on the work, on getting houses built. And everything that we see in terms of supply indicators show that there are dramatic increases in housing supply happening. All of the data points to that, and my job as Minister is to drive that work and make sure that we get those houses completed and get people into those new homes.
There were 11 people waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning. According to the INMO, four people were waiting on trolleys in the hospital's emergency department, with a further seven on wards. Nationally, 362 people were awaiting admission to hospitals across the country today. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded, with 55 people waiting on a bed. And a public consultation event will be held this Thursday in Letterkenny Public Services Centre to view and comment on the proposed emerging preferred route for the Southern Relief Road in Letterkenny. The event will take place from 2 to 8pm. The Southern Relief Road is identified as a priority scheme that will be strategic in nature and facilitate traffic relief on a number of routes and also within the town centre. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The proposal is a comprehensive upgrade of the main road network in the south of Letterkenny. The scheme entails online widening along the existing Leck Road with some new offline road alignments. It also aims to alleviate traffic congestion in the town centre and along the Port Road, as well as providing a bypass for traffic wishing to travel to West Donegal. The extent of the Southern Relief Road being considered in this consultation process commences at the Ready Mix Crossroads and passes through in an easterly direction, finishing at the junction of Rock Hill Road and Leck Road in the townland of Old Town. The section of the emerging preferred route encompasses part of the overall project. Separate infrastructure further to the east of the scheme incorporates the relief road and bridges which cross the River Swilly, which will facilitate a link between the N1413 to West Donegal.
And for weather now, a mix of cloud and brighter spells this evening with a few spots of drizzle, mostly dry with clear spells tonight, with thick cloud and patches of drizzle and mist will move in late in the night with lowest temperatures of 8 to 9 degrees in a light breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal has been revealed to have the poorest performing council in Ireland for its inspection rate of its facilities and for investment in waste services. An RTE Investigates report has shown that between 2014 and 2016, Donegal had just two members of staff to regulate the 44 waste permits in the area. Gardaí say if there had have been more resources in Letterkenny over rally weekend, there could have been twice the number of arrests. There were a total of 82 people arrested in and around the town over the course of the weekend. While welcoming the confirmation that a new Sligo consultant paediatrician post with the lead role for insulin pump services in the Northwest has been approved, the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says more needs to be done. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle announced that the position has been approved, but fears there may be delays in the recruitment process. And Belfast Coroner's Court has heard today that there is still uncertainty over whether a grave exhumed in the search for missing Castledirk teenager Arlene Arkinson has no links to her disappearance. According to RTÉ News, Coroner Brian Sheard said confirmation that remains removed from the County Sligo grave are not those of the teenager had failed to draw a line under the issue, as he suggested the need for tests on other bodies buried in the plot. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, June the 18th. The death has occurred of Michael Byrne, mean Lara Gortahork. His remains will repose at his late home from Wednesday afternoon at a time to be confirmed. Funeral on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary on Wednesday and Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Family time after the rosary until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary Frances McBride, Chahomas, Middletown, Derrybeg. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral on Wednesday with times to be confirmed. The death has taken place of Margaret Josephine McCrossan, known as Sissy, Mahermore, Manor Cunningham. The funeral will leave White Dove Funeral Home Town Parks Convoy this evening at 6 o'clock going to 2nd Ray Presbyterian Church to repose overnight. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers or need donations if desired to the 2nd Ray Presbyterian Church Hall Fund. Kev Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Seamus Gallagher, Ballynagalia, Drumcliff, County Sligo and formerly of Gidor, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at the family home in Drumcliff this evening until 8 o'clock. Private removal tomorrow morning, arriving for Mass of the Resurrection at 12 noon in St Columbkill's Church, Rathcormac. Burial afterwards in Rathcormac Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Day Unit, Ahamore, Sligo, care of Sean Feely, Feely's Funeral Home.